All right, I've got a solution. This time, to make sure we don't get lost, I've employed the help of the Stanley Parable Adventure Line. Just follow the line. How simple is that?
No, no, I'm down. We're leaving it up to the line from now on.
You see? The line knows where the story is. It's over in this direction. Onward, Stanley, to destiny. Though, here's a thought. Wouldn't wherever we end up be our destination, even if there's no story there? Or to put it another way, is the story of no destination still a story? Simply by the act of moving forward, are we implying a journey such that a destination is inevitably conjured into being via the very manifestation of the nature of life itself?
Okay, Stanley, I need to follow this train of thought for a minute. Just stick with me.
Now, we can both agree that the nature of existence is in fact a byproduct of one's subjective experience of that existence, right? Okay, now if my experience of your existence rests inside of your subjective experience of this office, is this office in fact the skeleton of my own relative experiential mental subjective construct?
Whoa, hang on. That got a bit weird back there. Well, I'd like to apologize. Not sure where I was going with all that.
You know what? I think what we need right now is a bit of music to lighten the mood. Wait, cut the music. Go back and look at that fern. Stanley, this fern will be very important later in the story. Make sure you study it closely and remember it carefully. You won't want to miss anything.
Wait, what? We're back at the office?
No. Line, you do know we're looking for the Stanley Parable, right? The story? Is any of this ringing a bell?
Still missing the doors. Did we make a mistake following the line? Perhaps we could have found the story on our own.
Oh, no, not again. Line, how could you have done this to us? And after we trusted you, after everything we've been through, you... Oh, I can't take this anymore. To hell with it. Restart.